Hi there, Daniel. Daniel, thanks for holding, by the way. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Mary wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, and then, of course, to answer any questions you have. And then she is actually requesting that I do apply a reduced rate here for your business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going great. I'm still working, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's the price of running your own business, you know?
Yeah,
It never ends.
you're right about that. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, being that it is a pretty young company, I mean, that's the power of this particular listing. People will not need to already know the name of your business to pick up the phone and call you directly. Of course, they'll find you as a top option when they do a keyword search, really, for any of the services that you provide. So you're not going to be limited by how someone is searching for you or what they're typing in. You're not going to be limited by device that they're using, any device, really, that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles, even with internet access. You'll be bound for all of those different searches. Now, the calls will go directly to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat monthly rate. Now, because you are a young company, you qualify for reduced pricing. And keep in mind, Daniel, it's not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. And then, of course, because we have to create the content necessary to get you on that first page, you'll have a Yelp listing, a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. They're all equally important to Google. They all do talk about your services and your service area. And then, of course, they will link back to the verified listings on Google and Bing and that website. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
Oh, no. We actually have a five-man crew.
A five-man crew.
And
Perfect.
I have a secretary. She helps us keep everything in line because I can't answer the phones all day.
Nice.
She's on vacation right now, and I give the phone back on Friday, and I'm so excited because the phone is, like, driving me crazy.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Well, I at least I'm welcoming the opportunity to speak with you. And then, do you have a preference of residential over commercial, or do you kind of like the mix
You know,
as it comes?
I do both. Yeah. Yep, I do both, commercial and residential.
Nice, nice. And this is designed to get your phone ringing. And of course, both residential and commercial clients will be able to call you directly. Now, you've got the website that we can promote. And certainly we could do a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. You're going about 20 miles, right? Maybe even a little farther for the right job. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I would want to include a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. It is a month-to-month service, so obviously, you know, our job is to keep your phone ringing and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, you qualify for that reduced pricing, that new business rate, and then it is, well, it's not an introductory rate that's later going to balloon up on you. It is kind of more of an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for young businesses. No matter how long you choose to use the service, that reduced rate will stay with you. And it's actually quite significant. I mean, you are going to save a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it would bring the rate down from what would normally be $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. That $299 would in fact be the exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Again, you're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. big jobs or small, residential or commercial jobs, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just going to be that exact right. flat rate. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service, and since we are looking to actively fill this position, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Oh, okay, listen. Absolutely. You sold me. Listen, I do Yelp, all right, and it's the first time I've ever done any internet advertising, and it really took things to the next level for me, you know, getting
nice.
Exposure and getting out there, and the phones are ringing like crazy, and I, you know, my goal was to get in touch with Google and, you know, you guys, and try and set another internet service up with Yelp. Now, I heard
nice.
That you offered that I would be on Yelp. How does
well,
that work?
So if you already have Yelp, I mean, and you're paying for that service too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is it like
yes.
like $300 a month?
Mine's like it's $459. And you're
really?
Right. There's a lot of negative stuff as far as the fact that I get charged per click and all that stuff. But
right.
to be totally honest with you. Jake, to be totally honest with you, it made my phones. I got eight leads the other day, and then the day after
good.
I got four. So it's like it really made things, you know, spruce up. But I'm totally sold on you know, the Google and what you're saying.
Right.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, so
I'm,
we can.
I'm there.
I do want to answer your question first, though. So what you have is an enhanced Yelp listing. The difference between, and we would, if you didn't already have the Yelp listing, we would have created a community listing for you. The community listing is free. I mean, it just takes the time to set it up. The one difference really that you have that you would not have on a community listing, at the community listing level, on the bottom of your Yelp listing, there would be like four or five of your competitors also listed there. So you're basically paying to keep your competition off of your Yelp profile. I think for the money, you might be overpaying for that, but if it's working, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? If you're getting the return on your
right.
investment, then it is worth doing for sure. So as far as getting
yeah.
you set up and squared away here, I do need a little bit of information from you. I mean, it's
sure.
is it Dan Tree Service? Is that how you want the company branded
no.
online?
No, no, no. No, it's Danny's Tree Service, D-A-N-N-Y-S.
Okay.
Danny's Tree Service.
Gotcha.
That's what my LLC is.
Okay. And you want it as Danny's Tree Service, but not the LLC as part of the branding and the business name, right?
No. Just Danny's Tree Service.
Perfect. And then when we get your phone ringing, Daniel, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
This is the business. Yes, this is the business line. I don't usually
most
have
of the time you're not answering it, right? Yeah. Right. Okay. Gotcha. So you've got the girl to answer the phone, and then it is though obviously a smartphone or a it's not the
yeah,
landline.
Yeah.
So you can receive
yeah.
text messages.
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then well, you're service based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer, and no one ever does come to you first. There's no physical
no.
address, no
yeah,
brick and mortar showroom or anything like that we would be promoting for the business.
No. No,
okay, gotcha.
I actually just signed the lease. I just signed the lease to my office actually yesterday, so I'm super excited about that.
Oh, nice. Will you?
No one's going to come in. You know.
Okay, got it. Okay, that was my next question. Yeah. So, you know, if customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address because they would not want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you would just be listed city and state. Now, Google does want
exactly.
those to verify that you're an active business in the local area. They do prefer to use
sure.
the U.S. Postal Service. They do not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those, of course, can be they can be registered by someone from outside of town, and Google does want to make sure that you are, in fact, an active business. So they will want to verify that you do receive your mail locally, and it would most likely be a home address. What is a good address for you to receive that mail?
21918 IRA, I-R-A, Warren, Michigan.
Okay. And that's IRA Street, Boulevard, Court?
It's Boulevard, sorry.
Okay, gotcha. And you said it was two, oh, wait a second, I accidentally deleted it. It was 21918, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. And then the zip code?
48091.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your last name, Daniel?
Grou, G-R-O-U-L-X.
You said G-R-O-U-L-X?
Yep, that's it. It's pronounced Grou. It's French.
Grou? Okay, I gotcha. And then,
yep.
Mr. Grou, I was looking on the website for an email address. The email address is really more for us to use to contact you regarding your account. If it's a business email, we can list it physically online. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it. But like I said, it really is more for us to contact you. Mr. Grou, what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
Okay, one second.
No problem.
It's I'm wearing my glasses and driving at the same time. It's kind of weird. Okay,
I hear you.
Service.
Okay.
Danny's Tree Service, 565@gmail.com.
565. And, of course, in the email there is no apostrophe in the Danny's, just D-A-N-N-Y-S, Tree Service, 565@gmail.com. And then, Daniel, when of course, you're going to get calls directly to you. We're going to be promoting your phone number. Residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything does have the click-to-call feature. But when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your records. We will email it out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email?
Yes.
Any of those?
Email,
all of them?
Email. Yeah.
Okay.
Email's fine.
I'll put email preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we will want to talk to you more about the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've already got a logo, we can use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, and it's required of us, as we are Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service to that flat rate of $299, and that rate would never go up on you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then, Mr. Grou, before I do get to that voice verification, it is the exact amount of $299. That first payment, sir, would that be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
That would be a MasterCard, but that I'm going to have to wait till I get back to the office.
Okay.
I'm still driving. I'm out in the
field. You are still driving.
But
oh,
I have
gotcha.
No problem with it. Listen, I'm totally sold. Okay. I did this interview in between estimates and
I gotcha.
I'm,
no problem.
Yeah. But so, listen, is there any way that you guys can because I tell you, tomorrow at 4 o'clock will be absolutely perfect because I still have some running to do tonight.
Okay.
I'm
gotcha.
I'm totally sold. All right. So
okay.
You don't have to worry about you know, sealing the deal or whatever, I'm
okay.
Sold. All right.
Alrighty.
Just tomorrow would be a lot more convenient for me.
Perfect. No, that's fine. And you said 4 o'clock, right?
And we'll, yeah, 4 o'clock would be perfect. And we'll put it on
okay.
my business account. I'll give you my
okay.
business account card and stuff so you guys can bill it
okay.
right through. And, I'm there. I'm super excited.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, no, we're happy. We're glad we spoke with you. I mean, it's actually right at the end of our day here. It's actually now past the end of our day, but, we're glad that we actually got
good.
In touch with you. I've got it on a soft hold now until I speak with you at, 4 o'clock tomorrow, and then we'll get everything all set up and squared away at that time.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. You did a great job.
Thank you too, Mr. Grew. Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Okay, we'll talk.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Grew. Take care.